is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd also like to welcome back to the program my co-host tonight, Lynn Glukoff. It's great to have you back on.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, Lynn. It's great having you back on with you tonight. We're going to hit some of these hot topics that we had on our social media page that you posted last week. It was about, let's think about spring. And I love that because I want the warm weather. I'm tired of this snow for sure. And then the second part of the question was, how does your child adjust to the time change? Also, what are your plans for the spring break? Do you get any services for your child during the vacation? If not, how do you keep him or her busy? So that was what we put out there, and Lynn has some great answers to this question. So share them, Lynn.
Okay. Like I said, we just to clarify, we get answers from people all over the country and even in other countries, so the answers are going to vary, and your spring break is going to be different depending on where you live. So, okay, so some people have it or some people are going to have it. The first person told me they are having behaviors coming over one day and taking her out, and then the mom is going to come up with activities for the other days. She said, I hope it's nice out and we will be outside. One mom wrote, I think I'm going to the gym more, which is nice. She can get to do that.
Yeah.
Next person wrote, we have their cousin coming up for the break, so we need to think of a lot of things to do. We will go to the battleship again and the museum again, possibly the jump park, sky zone. It's all trampolines. I love that. Of course, I will take them out for all sorts of walks in the woods, and my kids love that. Getting a new game for the Wii Fit tomorrow. Busy week.
Wow.
She's got a whole plan there.
Wow. Yeah, they're really planned. I'm the opposite. I plan by the hour. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even have anything planned.
Yeah,
no. I haven't even thought about April yet. I'm still working on March.
You know what it is? We're just trying to get through the day. I think that's what it is. We take one day at a time. And some people are big planners. I used to be a big planner, but lately, the way life is, I can't plan much because I don't know what tomorrow's going to be like.
I just recently posted, like, to expect the unexpected as part of autism is, like, you can't plan anything, you know.
No.
It's just, you don't know how things are going to go. You know,
right.
You think, I used to dread the breaks and say, oh, I can't stand it. And then all of a sudden, I even actually wrote one of my first articles, was like, rediscovering my son over the break. Sometimes when you have that alone time with your kid, you realize certain things that you didn't realize when you're so busy rushing around and getting them ready for school and everything,
right.
And they can't just relax.
Yep.
In some ways, it could be a positive thing. So,
well, absolutely. There's not a rush to get him in the shower right away or get him fed right away. You know, like there's less pressure, you know,
there's
because
less
it's
less pressure on them and they're happier.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had that this weekend where Michael was just Saturday. It was just Michael and me just hanging out at the house because I had to get caught up on housework, and he was just chilling and he was so happy just to do nothing, which I was like, oh, this is great, you know, because anyway, moving on. We are going to a water park resort for 3 days. It's kind of small, so my kids like it. No therapy or anything, just some downtime, which is all we need. We don't have our break until the week after Easter, and I can't wait. That's great. We had spring break the week before the time change. It was okay. I say okay because we kept really busy, but the change in routine caused a lot of stress and meltdowns. But we have had worse weeks off. Only real damage was to my kitchen cabinets. He pulled two off trying to swing on them.
Oh, jeez.
Time change, the last day of break, made transition back to school even harder. I should have planned for time change better, but it snuck up on me. And I would say to this mom, you know, don't be so hard on yourself, you know, because you just can't predict what they're going to get into.
No.
And it's hard. And you don't know how your child's going to react. Sometimes you think you know and you don't know.
That's true. That is very true.
You know, anyway, next person, our clocks don't go forward in the UK yet. But to my son, when it's light, it's day. When it's dark, it's night. Very simple. And just one more response we had. This person has an older, young adult son. It was bad, bad, so bad. He's crabby and irritable, not to mention making me stay up all night with him. Can I mention that he is 24? And I said, of course. And I certainly want to point out that when I do these social media questions, anyone is welcome to answer them, any age person on the spectrum, anyone who's dealing with an autistic child or even young adult, high functioning, low functioning. We want to hear from all ends and
absolutely
really cover our bases because we're all in this together. And and I want to thank the people that responded and I got some nice, I think a different variety of things going on.
Well, I think, you know, it's great if they, you know, share a real experience because, you know, there might be somebody listening to the program that said, oh my goodness, that happened to me too, you know.
Right.
And that's the beauty of our program is that, you know, you share your real stories and other parents can relate to it. Or maybe they don't relate to one story, but then they say, you know, they learn something from your story and say, wow, you know, sometimes they think that they have it bad, but they might hear someone else's story and say, thank God my son or daughter doesn't do that. So it's kind of like does a little bit of a few different things. And it's just a great way to communicate and make yourself feel like you're not so alone out there. And I think that's what it really comes down to is that when you share your real story and dig deep and share that story, you know, an experience, I think it just connects. And I think it's a great way to vent too. It's a great way to put it out there and kind of vent. Like if you're having a bad day or a bad week, you know, you put it on the Facebook page, you could share it on the Hope Saves the Day page or the Autism Radio page. And because we're all in this together, guys, we're one big community. So that's what we need to realize.
Uh-huh.
So, but Lynn, we got to talk about this because you got your big event coming up where you're being honored at the 3rd annual Pamper Me Please dinner event, which is uplifting for honoring mothers of children with autism. And we're excited that our very own Lynn Glukoff is being honored. So this is talk a little bit about that. You got to be a little excited, maybe a little nervous.
I'm
I don't know.
Very, very excited. I'm not actually nervous at all. I the minute that I was told that I'm going to be honored, I was just ecstatic. And in my head, the speech just, you know, came to me right away, what I'm going to say. So
that's great.
Which, you know, because I just, it's honoring something. They are, you know, acknowledging my two loves, my love of writing and my love of my children, and that's what my life is about. So it's really just such an honor to be, you know, recognized in this way and by our community as well, and looking forward to meeting some new people and as well as catching up with some people that I have never met face to face, maybe some of my readers that, you know, I didn't even know. I hope some people show up that read my blog. I've been blogging since Michael's 5. He's now 13, so I've been blogging probably eight years or so.
Right.
Really excited. So yeah, it should be a fun day. And my sister is originally my parents were going to come, but my sister is asked if she could come in their place. So I'm excited to see her because for her, she lives in Long Island, so for her it's a little bit of a trip. But she really wants to see me being honored, so I really feel thankful for her. And, yeah, it should be great, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the Autism Radio guys. I think I haven't seen
them
in a while. So.
Yeah, well, we're going to all be there, too. And for everybody, let them know, too, there are still some tickets available. It's March the 22nd from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 27 East 33rd Street in Paterson, New Jersey, at the Riverside Manor. It's a beautiful place. They're going to have a great dinner. Pasta, entrees, sides, desserts. They have a cash bar. So you have a chance to indulge in many different things and meet a lot of moms. There is going to be some dads there, including myself and plenty of the other Autism Radio dads, but there also are some other dads that will be attending this event as well. So, you know, definitely sure want to come out and meet us or stop by and say hello. And definitely we look forward to seeing any of our fans at the event. So for sure. So we wanted to put that out there for everybody. Also, I want to give a huge thank you to Brandon Ames, who's putting on a event on April 18th. And it's just great that he's putting this together. There's so much support, so many grapplers. It's UFC Gym in Long Island. It's called Grappling for Autism. All the proceeds go to Autism Radio. It's on Saturday, April the 18th at 12 o'clock, the UFC Gym in Long Island at 2020 Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park. You can go to tinyurl.com/grapplingforautism. And they're asking for a charity contribution requested at the door. And you also see Coach Brandon Adams. For further details. And you can also go to www.autismradio.org and just make a general donation if you cannot, make it to the event. So I just want to thank, you know, Brandon for putting that on. He actually reached out to me and wanted to do something for Autism Awareness Month, and he's putting together this whole event. So it's really great. But also, you know, the support from all these fighters, and I just wanted to mention this one fighter. Her name is Amanda Nicole. She's going to be grappling for autism on the 18th. Started training with Brandon one-on-one, and she's actually going to be competing with her coach in the jiu-jitsu competition, so it's going to be pretty awesome. She has a nephew who's 16 now. Who started receiving services for physical and psychological needs when he was 7. He was diagnosed with Asperger's and ADHD, which is also on the autism spectrum disorder, which significant difficulties in social interaction. He was also fairly nonverbal at the time. Also had some repetitive and restricted patterns of interests and behaviors. And he's on medication for the ADHD as well. But he's made some phenomenal improvements in his speech and his behavior due to the many services he received. And today he's just such a lovely young man, she said. And, you know, services that, like, we provide here at AutismRadio.org really made a major change in his life. So she just wants to thank us for doing what we do, because by doing our programs and our services to help individuals with autism in the community, we're changing their lives, and she wants to be a part of that. So we just want to thank her and Nicole. Huge thank you for, you know, partaking in this event. So we want to put that out there. Also, very near dear to my heart, my son's school is putting on a wonderful gala, Park Lake School. It's on April the 24th. It's going to be at the Brownstone, which is 351 West Broadway in Paterson, New Jersey. It's from 7 p.m. to midnight, 12 midnight. Tickets are still available at $65 per person. They're going to have a ton of tricky tray items and silent auctions, plus a great buffet and an open bar all night. You can contact Sandy Garrett at 973-983-1099. Again, you can contact Sandy at 973-983-1099 today. So reach out to her if you're interested in a great night out and supporting a great local school. This is not a big fancy school. It's a very small school. They do some great, great programs, and they do incredible things. I mean, like I said, my son happens to be a student there, so obviously I'm a big supporter, and he's done so wonderful in their program. So we want to support them as well. So and there's a lot of other stuff coming up too. And Lynn, you know, our big September the 18th event is coming up, which is called Betting on Our Futures, on Our Children's Futures. It's going to be September the 18th from 7 to 11 p.m. It's at the Bethwood in Totowa, New Jersey. Tickets are $95 per person, and this includes a full buffet, an open cash, but it's an open bar, $100 in casino money, and tons of prizes to the winners, as well as silent auctions. Plus, we have a DJ with a dance floor there, so if you, you know, want to take a break from the gambling, you can bring your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and dance the night away, and have drinks and all-you-can-eat food and at the Bethwood, which does a tremendous job. I've been there for weddings and parties, and it's just an amazing place. And we have the big room, so it's going to be awesome. So there'll be tons and tons of space there. Tumbling Dice is hosting our games. They're one of the best. It's semi-formal attire, so if you're wondering. But you can go to autismradio.org and get your tickets even today. But we're really looking for sponsors, so you can email us at sponsor@autismradio.org. So if you're a business and you're looking to help get your brand out there to the community, this is a great way to do it. You know, if you're a car dealership or you're a store or selling some kind of products or whatever it might be, this is a great way to get it out, because what we're doing for your business is that we're going to do a radio commercial for you, number one. Number two, you will get a listing on our brochure for the event, and also get mentioned on our website as well. So you get a lot of stuff for your dollars, plus you get tickets for the event. So depending on how big of a sponsor you are, depends on how many tickets you get. So you're actually getting two tickets back. If you're just a small donation of, say, $250, $350, you're going to get 2 to 4 tickets. So right there, you're getting back, you know, basically getting back $400 in tickets. So, I mean, it's a win-win for you. So if you have a business and you want to, you know, give one of your employees a gift, or, you know, you want to employee of the month or something, you want to give two tickets out to, you know, to one of your employees and his spouse or whatever it might be, it's a great way to give back. And just think, every dollar that you give is going to our programs and going to our kids in the autism community. So what could be better than that, Lynn, you know?
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a really fun event. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's funny because, you know, we started planning this, like, oh my goodness, this was probably, I want to say it was around Christmas time, even before Christmas. And, you know, we were trying to come up with a date. Originally, we were trying to do this in April. And then we said, you know what, it's too rushed. So now, you know, we planned this in January. And here we are, you know, we're only about 6 months away now. So
right.
Before we know it, it'll be here. So we need your support, guys. So, you know, whether you buy tickets to come out and support the event, which is a great night out. And like I said, there's going to be some amazing prizes. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but I've heard there's some crazy prizes, possibly a car and a trip and a cruise and all kinds of things that you can win. So, you know, just to give you a hint of what could be there. And it's going to grow every time. And we're going to have some celebrities there, too. Some sports celebrities and different people that are on TV are helping support this event. And also, you know, we have to put a big shout out to North Jersey Federal Credit Union, which is our biggest supporter in the autism community, are helping us put this event on, and also reaching out to all their members as well to help us support the event. So that's a big help to us, obviously, as well. So, and we have to thank, a special thanks to Lourdes Cortez, who's the president and CEO of the Federal Credit Union, as we've helped her with her own child, you know, with Autism Radio. And so that's really near and dear to her heart, because we've helped her. And, you know, she is a big supporter and contributor and wants to really see Autism Radio blossom and help more families. Because, like I said, every dollar that we get, we're able to give back to the families, make our programs grow, and just be able to do more. So that's really what it comes down to at the end of the day, guys. So, you know, get out there. Open your wallets, open your checkbooks, you know, write a check today. You know, if you're going to give to a worthy cause in the autism community, you know, why not give to an organization that's going to give back and see real results and see kids, you know, changing lives. I mean, I always share this one story. One of the first families we helped, we had a single mom apply for an iPad for autism. We got the iPad, we got the speech and language program, Okay, and we got the instructor to come to the house to work with the mom and work with the kid who was nonverbal. And now this same child today is using the iPad to talk to his mom and say, I love you. And, you know, that story, if you don't hear that, and if it wasn't for us, it would never would have happened. So, like I said, your dollars are going to things like that. And if that's not powerful enough, I don't know what else is, Lynn, you know, at the end of the day.
No, definitely.
It's changing lives. It's about changing a life.
Right.
And so, you know, we're looking to continue on our journey doing that. But like I said, we can't do it without your donations and your money and your funding to help our program continue to grow and help others. Also want to mention, too, and I forgot to mention this, but this Saturday coming up on the 21st of March, the day before the Pamper Me event, we have our Team Hope. We actually have 20 kids swimming for Team Hope now. Going to competing at the Special Olympics. And some of these kids that made the team this year started a program 3 years ago, which is our Learn to Swim program, which is free. And they learned how to swim, and now they're on the swim team. We have a couple members now that are on the swim team who didn't even know how to swim before they came to our program. So we have to you know, give a huge shout-out to our team, our coach Amy, who does a phenomenal job with the kids, and also who took over the reins for the day-to-day operations this year, Carolyn Waterman, who's done a phenomenal job with the day-to-day operations for the program. I was there this past weekend on Saturday. We gave out our shirts for Team Hope, and also we bought duffel bags for the kids so that they could put their towels, their water bottles and stuff in there, and they have somewhere to carry their stuff. So, and it has their name on the bag, and we had it, you know, embroidered, and we also, you know, have Team Hope on the bag, so they match the shirts, and it just looks really nice, you know. So, like I said, all our money that we raise, you know, goes back into the programs, into things like this for the kids to really make them feel like a real team and professional athletes, and that's what it's all about. And, of course, Special Olympics does a great job as well. But, you know, if it isn't for our Team Hope and Autism Radio, we wouldn't have a team to do this.
Right.
So that's really what it comes down to. And like I said, we've grown our program. When we first started, we had about a dozen kids. Now we're between Sussex and Morris County, we're almost at 70 kids. So that's a lot.
That's a lot of kids. That's great.
So, you know, we did a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, we're all volunteers. So, like I said, you know, you give a dollar, about 90 cents on that dollar is going back into our programs and to our families that are in need of help. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, some families may be able to afford a lesson or two, but, you know, they're struggling. They might be struggling to do that. So by able to take some of that pressure off and create an environment for that family does wonders. So and also, you know, doesn't hurt their pocket, you know, because it's not coming out of their pocket to pay for everything, because God knows we pay for so many things for our kids as it is, and Lynn could attest to that too.
Yeah,
all the money that you spent on Michael and stuff, so
forget it.
You know, so it gets very costly.
Oh yeah.
So but
you can't do everything. You don't have time to do everything.
It's very hard. I mean, we're all working and just trying to, you know, pay our bills and just trying to get by at the end of the day. So, you know, if we have programs like this that are in place and we're able to continue supporting it and getting more funding every year, we're able to continue the program, get stronger, because
to have kids be part of a team. I know, you know, it's a big thing for them.
It's a big deal.
With peers, and they don't have time to just be and just have fun, and that's, I think that's a great.
Well,
it was a great thing.
It was pretty nice because I was there on Saturday. I was there very quick. I had to leave. I had things to do. So long story short, one of the dads came to me and he says, you know, this is amazing. You know, my son is part of a team. He goes, I never thought that my son would be actually competing in some kind of a sport or on a team.
Right.
And just the fact that he said that, you know,
he
gets it, you know, and that's huge for a dad. And like
that
I did my show the other week. I was talking about, you know, dads, how we view you know, autism a little different than most moms, so it's a little different. So,
yeah, no.
But anyway, we look forward to that. So we just want to thank everybody for the continued support here on the program, and thank you, Lynn, for joining me again this week.
Thank you.
And we want to thank everyone again, and look forward to seeing Lynn as the honoree at the Pamper Me event on Sunday. So hopefully we'll see everybody out there. But I want to thank everybody again for the continued support here on the program. And don't forget to go to autismradio.org to make your donation today to help our program continue. So we want to continue being able to do our mission and goal is helping families in the autism community. So we wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Bye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see, what kind of life will I have, what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see there world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day.